So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey guys, it's Dan. Hope you're well. So welcome to the Mindset and Hustle Show. In today's session, we're going to talk to you about some money. Let's talk about wealth. Let's talk about income. Let's talk about debt. Let's talk about all that stuff because I think that's really important. I forgot to switch my light on. Let me see if that makes a difference. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes when we start writing on the board. Anyway, hope you're well today. Today is Friday. It is the 17th of April. We're 34 days in quarantine. I don't know what the lockdown is. I've got a brand new camera arriving today, which is something to look forward to, at least. My swimming pool is nice and blue. We have some good stuff going on in the world, despite some negative stuff that's going on in the world as well. Hope you're staying safe. I hope you're staying at home. But let's crack on to talk about some money today. Money is my favourite subject, other than me, of course. So as a complete sociopath, obviously I am the most important thing. But second to that is family. Third is money. Fourth is food. I don't know. Anyway, let's talk about money. Let's talk about why people aren't making enough of it to get them to the stage where the crisis that we're in right now isn't causing them panic. And even though you might have an income, it can still cause panic. But let's cover some of that off in what we're going to talk about today. So one of the reasons why I see a lot of people struggling is because they haven't got full control over their money, okay? And having full control over your money is a prerequisite to financial freedom. And if you haven't got that, you're going to struggle. So I'll give you an example. Floyd Mayweather, he goes out, he makes $300 million, okay? And he goes and he spends that money, and then he has to go out and have another fight, and then he creates another $300 million, and then he goes out and spends that, and then he has to go out and create another $300 million. And eventually he's too old and decrepit and has been punched in the face too many times and he's no longer able to do it and he's bankrupt. Sounds like Iron Mike Tyson, doesn't it? And it's exactly the same thing that's happening to those two guys is happening to people right now. So this is the key here. So number one is control. There is zero control over money. How does that look? Is that looking all right? Turn the light out. Make sure you can actually see that. Makes no difference. Probably my handwriting, which is not helping, actually. So it's control. Let's see. Yeah, that's not too bad. How are you controlling your money? Where is the control over that money going? Where is your money going? Do you even have a clue over where it's going? Happy Friday, Dan. Happy Friday to you too. Hope you're well. I don't know who you are. Just pop it in the little box below. That would be useful. Most people haven't got any control over the money. The money comes in. They run out of month. They run out of money before the month ends, and then having to use credit cards again. It just doesn't work, okay? That thing just doesn't work. So what they've got to do is you control money through the use of a spreadsheet. Let me just see if I've got a different colour. That's looking a bit better. And my writing, by the way, is dreadful anyway. Spreadsheet, how's that looking? Yeah, you can read that, that's all right. I mean, you can see the pen colour. You can't read the writing because it's so bad. This is how you control money. Let's put money at the top here so everybody knows what we're talking about. Got to start taking control. We do that through the use of a spreadsheet. You create a spreadsheet. You put all of your income onto that spreadsheet. You have all of your outgoings on the same spreadsheet. And then halfway through the month, you can go, okay, I've got another £300 that's due, let's say, from training courses or from tenants or from a job or from part-time work if you get paid weekly, whatever. Let's say you've got £300 to come in. You've got £300 in your bank. So now you've got £600. That's what's expected this month. But you've got £700 of bills anticipated. You know you're down £100. It's better to know that midway through the month than at the end of the month where you haven't got the £100 and now you're having to borrow money. You're going into debt, using unofficial overdrafts, you get charged interest, and so on. So this bit is really important, and this is one of the keys that I did 10 years ago. I had no choice. I was going through a separation. All my money basically went on to family lawyers and all of that kind of thing. I got myself into such a muddle because of the family court system and all the expenses that were going out. But the way that I pulled myself out of that was through the use of a spreadsheet. That spreadsheet literally transformed my wealth over the last 10 years, for sure, okay? and kind of galling right now because we're here in lockdown with coronavirus. And actually, April was due to be our best month ever. And actually, it's still looking like it might be. We're not at the end of the month yet. We've still got some tenants' income to come in. But we've put some things in place, which we're going to talk about, which actually offsets any income that we've lost through tenants as well, in addition to our other income. And we are going to talk about different types of income as well, by the way. So it's not just about debt. But the first bit is you've got to start getting control over your money. If you don't know what your budget is for petrol each month, make a budget. If you don't know how much money you're spending on food each month, make a budget. And if you've got, you know, £50 a week for food, and actually it's £225, great. At least now you know what that budget needs to be. You can update your spreadsheet. And then you need to find where's the other £25 a month coming from. If you're spending £200 a month, or you think you're spending £200, but you're actually spending £225, where's that extra £25 coming from? This is really important stuff. Because if you're not getting this right here, you're not going to get this right further down the line on everything else that you do. If you think your mortgage is £500, but it's actually £600. If you think your petrol's £250, but it's actually £350. If you think, I don't know, I'm trying to think of other things. If you think that you're actually spending meals out and that's £100 and it's actually £400, we had a client and they were spending £600 a month on entertainment. And when I said, that's a lot of entertainment, what did you do? And they said, I can't remember. And so they spent all this money and they couldn't even remember what they got back in return for it. That's why you want to have budgets. And if you want to go from £500 a month down to £200 a month, boy, you're going to definitely remember that one piece of entertainment that cost you £200 rather than just spending loads of money on entertainment. Okay, but this is how you do it. The first bit then is you've got to start getting control. The second bit is you've got to understand how much debt do you have. See, this is the bit that nobody really talks about and nobody's really interested in talking about. The debt aspect is going to be one of the things that makes you or breaks you. And if you're not managing your debt properly and you've not got a plan to pay down your debt properly, then you're going to struggle. And there's different types of debt, okay? So we've got loans. You've got overdrafts. And one of the things that's worrying me right now is the banks are going, yeah, we'll give you a £500 overdraft till the end of June. What's happened with overdrafts recently is that these have got a 39% APR. 39%, because the banks have been told too many people are going into overdrafts. You need to do something about it. You need to reduce them. So the banks aren't making money. So yes, but reducing them whilst at the same time pushing up their interest rates. That's bothering me a lot right now. If you're having to go into an overdraft now, if you don't pay it off in time, you're going to get hit with large overdraft fees. And I don't want that for you. So you've got to have a plan of what is your plan for paying off your loan? What is your plan for paying off your overdraft? What about your car? What about mortgages are different. I'll talk about mortgages in a second. What about like finance of some kind? Finance of any kind. It might be furniture finance. It might be finance on, you know, the DFS sofa sale, £10 a week for, you know, 48 months, that kind of thing. That's the thing that you've got to be really careful of. And it's okay to have it. I'm going to take that back. It's not okay to have it. If you can't afford that sofa, that £800 sofa, and you haven't spread the money, you don't buy the sofa. And people go, well, I need a sofa. Fine, you buy one on a nice leather one for £150 on eBay. You save that money up. And then when you can afford the £800 sofa, you get rid of the old one, you sell it for the same amount that you bought it from on eBay, and then you buy the new sofa and you pay cash for it. That is how this stuff should work, and this is where most people are going wrong. Most people have got loans. Most people have got overdrafts. A big one that we've forgotten to write down is, of course, credit cards. What is your plan for paying down credit cards for the next 2 years or the next 12 months or the next 6 months or the next 5 years? If you've got £40,000 worth of credit cards, you should be putting down £1,000 a month to pay that off. And people go, well, I can't afford that. Let's put this into context, okay? Credit cards are what, 20%? Let's call it 25, it's easier maths. 25% on £40,000 is £10,000 a year on interest. That's £800 every single month that's going out on interest on your credit cards if you've got £40,000. This is why you need to pay this stuff off. Let's remove some zeros from this. Let's say you've got £4,000 worth of credit card debt. That's adding an extra £1,000 a year. Let's say you want £25,000 a year. And that, by the way, is before tax. Let's take 30% off that, okay? 20% for your tax, 10% for national insurance. Now you're on £700. Like, you ain't paying this off. This is the problem. People then go into and they get retail therapy because they're depressed. And this is what's going to happen once this lockdown is lifted. Everyone's going out and buying sofas and holidays and clothes and beer and partying. And they got credit card debt. And it's like, no, stop. This is your opportunity right now. While we're in this little mix of this lockdown, this crazy situation that we find ourselves in, this most surreal of surreal situations, now is your time to start planning all of this. And start planning, what are you going to do to start paying this off? What is the Matrix going to look like? And I don't mean Keanu Reeves in the Matrix. I mean, what's your money matrix going to look like? For you to pay £4,000 off, okay, is that 400 a month times 10 on top of what you're already paying? Because if you're paying minimum amounts right now, that's only just covering your interest. Is it £400 every single month for the next 10 months? Is that hard to do? Of course it is. But when you get to the end of it and you've got a big fat zero here, because that is your credit card debt, I can't tell you how wonderful it feels having paid down all of this. If I could bottle it up and say, here, sniff this, that's what it feels like. If you could feel it. Most people have been in debt since they were 18 years of age. I'm 47. I was the same, okay? And it's only recently we got rid of everything. Wife's car's paid off. My car's paid off. We've got no credit cards. And we have them, but we don't use them. And if we do use them, they're paid off in full, okay? There's no finance on anything. There's no overdrafts. We have them. We have access to them, but we don't use them. And if we use them, we use them for a particular reason. And the reason that we use them is credit ratings, because we want to offset the cost over a period of time, but we refuse to pay interest on this debt. That's the key. The difference for you between getting rich and staying poor is that the rich buy things that generate income. I'm going to talk about this now. The poor buy things that puts them into debt or that do not generate income. That's the same thing, by the way. Let me say that again in case you missed it. If you're buying things like a TV, that's the same as you getting into debt, even though you buy cash for it. And I'll tell you why. I'll explain this why. You may have heard this. It's a financial term. I learned this when I was like 14 in economics, okay? And this is called... Oh, no. Hang on, it's still wet. I'm just drying this off. Let me tell you what it is. I was going to just write it up and spell it and make it all dramatic, but let's just actually tell you what it is. It's to work. It's still damp as the cloth, you see. That might be all right. Could be the pen. We've got some new pens coming in the next week or so. Okay. Yeah, that's all right. So this is what we call opportunity cost. So if you have a nice TV, that's a TV, by the way, with aerials. These are legs for TV. You like the TVs? I've put aerials on it, even though it gets Netflix. So this is a £1,000 TV. Okay? So let's say you're debt-free, you've got rid of everything, awesome. But then you take £1,000 because you want to reward yourself, and you put that £1,000 and you buy a TV. And you say, well, how is that me getting into debt, Dan? How is that? Let me explain it. So instead of buying a TV on Amazon... So you're going to buy it from Amazon. Oops, I can't spell Amazon properly. Instead of doing that, why don't you put this £1,000 instead of here, why don't you put it into buying stock of Amazon? That's opportunity cost. You've got £1,000. You've only got one of it. You can buy a big screen TV, which is great. You can watch Star Wars when it's released on Disney Plus, which we're waiting for. Come on, Disney. You can release... The Force Awakens, we're waiting for it. I'm on bated breath. We've been in lockdown 33 days and we're still waiting. Fine, release Frozen 2, at least the 5-year-old's happy. Come on, I want us grown-ups to have something. You can spend it on a big screen TV, or you can spend £1,000 on... did you like my little rant there? You can spend £1,000 on buying Amazon stock. How about that? How about you buy Amazon stock? Oh, it doesn't have to be Amazon. Let's talk about one that I know about, because I haven't got Amazon stock. Let's talk about AT&T, which is the telecoms company in America. If I'm looking down, by the way, I'm just checking any comments and that kind of thing. So if I was to buy AT&T, that would give me 6% yield every single year, more or less on average. Just depends what the dividends are. But that's me buying stock in an American company, and I get 6% return. Now you might go, well, 6%, I'd rather have a TV. I'd rather enjoy Netflix and chill, which is great, and that's fine if that's what you want to do. But you might get more of these £1,000. Then what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to buy a sofa, okay? And then what else? Well, I'm going to buy a new car. And this is the path that you're going down, this spiral of a path into more and more debt. This is what poor people buy right here. It can be TVs, sofas, cars, holidays. Like, everyone's going to be spending this money right now in a couple of weeks' time, in a couple of months' time. Sofas, cars, holidays, beer, nights out, food, restaurants. And before we know it, we're spending, I don't know, £20,000 over the next 3 years. This person here isn't doing all that. They might do some of it, okay? But we put £20,000 in. 6% on that is, how much is that? Is that 1.2? It's £1,200 a month. That's £100 a month, which is £1,200 a year. So this person spending all this. Now, this is what people argue. This is the bit that people argue, and it shows ignorance, to be honest with you. It shows ignorance, but it shows you why they're always going to be poor. Because they say, yeah, well, I might as well buy all this stuff, because look at me, at least I'm enjoying life. This is what people say. And in 20 years' time, when I'm on my yacht, by the way, I was looking at yachts yesterday, found a yacht, by the way, 150,000 down, okay, you're going to love this, 150 grand down, and then 20,000 a year, and it's £1 million yacht, and it's like a timeshare kind of thing, and you have it for 4 weeks a year. And I'm like, that rocks. That includes everything from staff, the captain, from people cooking food, from insurance, storage facilities, the whole lot. By the way, we've got a delivery coming. I think this might be our Amazon man, which it may well be. But the wife is going to go get it. So this is what people say. They go, yeah, but I'd rather live like this down, at least. Hola, momentito, por favor. Did you like my Spanish there? I would rather live like this, is what people say. Go get a bubble. I would rather live like this, okay, than put all my money into this. That's what people say. And that's why in 20 years' time, they still got no money. Right? Because they're spending all the money here instead of... My new camera's arrived, by the way. That was more exciting because the Amazon man's turned up and my new camera's here. Well, it's just disinfecting all the boxes now. That's what people say. I'd rather do this, Dan. And at least I've got a life. And then in 20 years, by the way, I've been in property for 20 years. I live in Spain in a villa and the beach is 100 metres down there. I work from home. We've got a swimming pool. That is my life. And the reason that is my life is that the people that I spoke to about doing the same thing 20 years ago did this. Right now, they're in lockdown in a 3-bed semi in Leeds, okay, with a small garden. That's where they're locked down. That's the difference over a period of time. That's where I want you to be. So this is what we call opportunity cost. The cost of spending that money on these debts, or not debts, on these doodads, as Rich Dad calls them, versus... the £1,000 and the investment of that money going into other things, that's what's going to keep you wealthy. Okay, so I'm just going to end up on this last little piece here. I'm not going to squirt it again because it didn't write very well properly. I couldn't write on it. So this last little bit then, this is the difference. Poor people, and when I say poor people, I mean people who get up and go to work. Right? I need you to understand that differentiator. You are poor if you have to get up and go to work. Now, there's a disclaimer on this. If you don't need to go to work because you don't need the money, you're not poor. If you need to go to work to pay the bills, you're poor. That's it. And the reason why people are poor is that they spend money on things. I was going to swear then, but my five-year-old didn't put me in. On things that provide entertainment. I'm not going to write them. Entertainment, distraction, meals out, holidays. Rich people. Rich people are people who don't need to get up and go out to work to bring money in. They've already got things. Rich people create income streams. That's the difference between the two. If you have £1,000 here, or let's say, £10,000, and this guy has £10,000 as well, this person's going to go spend it on holidays and TVs and cars and jet skis and beer and nights out and lottery tickets. This person, they're going to spend it on training, education. They might just put the whole 10 grand into an asset of some kind. This is the difference. Poor people spend money to make themselves feel good. Rich people put the money into something that's going to make them feel good later on so they never have to work again. Trust me when I say this, when you get out of the habit of having to go to work every single day and build somebody else's castle, okay, versus staying home and building your castle, the world fundamentally shifts for you and your family and for your family's future generations, not only for you and your kids, but your grandkids and your great-grandkids, even though you might not be around. Rich people create income streams. Poor people create entertainment for themselves in some way. Now, one of the reasons why is that sometimes they can't see out of where they are. That's one thing. Sometimes people go, they don't understand why an income stream would be good. I mean, I love my job, is what somebody said to me 20 years ago. I love my job. Why would I invest in property? I love my job. And I can tell you right now that that person who's had coronavirus and even went to a pub for Friday night after they recovered from it, which is just crazy. I can tell you now that that person's working at home and worried, incredibly worried about what's happening with their job because they've got one income stream. Whereas here we've got, for example, we've got property. We've got a digital marketing agency. Okay, that generates cash flow for us right now, you'd be pleased to know. We've also got courses. Right now, at the time of recording, we've got two courses that are live and available to buy. One's on property sourcing training, amazing course, 27 quid as well. We sold so many copies of that this month. We're only halfway through the month, and we've already sold more copies this month of that product than the previous month, and it was only released in February, by the way. So already it's the 17th of April, and we're already on our best month ever for that particular training course. And we've got another one called Rapid Course Creation, which shows you how to make training courses too. We've got two more coming through. We've got one that's a business academy, which is like a 12-month business academy. And then we've got another one, which is like an 8-week program to help people quickly and very quickly put an influx of cash into their business through marketing. That's like an 8-week product, all at different price points. So we've got different income streams from different things. We've also got dividend income. Now, if our property tax are hit, we've got a digital marketing agency. If the digital marketing agency tax a hit, we've got property. If the courses take a hit, we've got a digital marketing agency. If the courses take a hit, we've still got dividends. We've always got some kind of income coming in from different areas. Excuse me. And the idea here, let me get rid of this, just so I can show you this as a diagram. If you've got any questions, by the way, please stick them in the box below you. So what happens is, this is my bathtub, okay? Here, let me just make a hole. That's my bathtub. And what happens is, when most people, they've got a tap here. This is a tap. You like the tap? It's not a great tap. They're filling the bathtub with one single point of income. One. Okay? And what happens is, the money flows in, and this bath never, ever gets full. It might get a little bit full, okay? And what happens is the money comes in and the plug hole is not in the plug, okay? So what happens is the money comes in, it goes straight out. It has a little bit of stuff here, and that's what makes it kind of tricks you into feeling that you're doing really well because you've got an income. Even if you're on 100 grand, it might only be up here. But it tricks you, okay? Whereas my income streams, and this is what I want for you guys, what I need you to get to, okay? So we can share the yacht. Why not? In fact, we'll have your yacht in Ibiza and we'll have my yacht just here. And then we could, like, swap yachts. By the way, I don't know if a yacht thing's ever going to happen. It's such a ridiculous thing to purchase or even consider. Imagine just, like throw money in the sea. Here's £1,000, throw the money away. Which is, by the way, what most people do with cars, nights out, big screen TVs. It's just on a bigger scale. Here, you've got one tap filling this bathtub, but never fills up. What you want is you want another tap. I'm going to try and draw a tap here now. You want another tap with another income stream, and then you want another tap. These are my taps, by the way. That's another income stream, and you want another tap. My taps are getting worse, and that creates more income stream, and this bath is going to fill up, and it's going to fill up faster than it can drain out. That is where you get wealth. Multiple income streams. You still have costs that go out. As a wealthy person, you still have rent. You might have loans on cars. You might have petrol. You might have clothes, private school, all that stuff you might have, okay? But your income is coming in faster. And when the income comes in faster, you can then go out and buy more income streams. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different ones. You're buying Amazon stock and Tesla stock, and you're buying more property, and you're buying commercial real estate, and you're buying stuff for key workers. Just for key workers. Like, I think that could be a thing, by the way, as we leave this. Because if this ever happens again, who's out saving the world right now? Postmen, post people. Why is it sexist? Post people, nurses, doctors, cleaners, shop workers, delivery drivers, delivering our Amazon stuff. They're out saving the world right now, by the way. And, you know, like, most people go, oh, no, I don't want to rent to them. I want people higher up to earn more money to rent my properties. And actually, they're the safest ones right now. So I think there's going to be a transition on some of that. Certainly in my portfolio, we might go key workers only and give them a 20% discount and put more money into the deal, okay, in order to make the numbers work. Because actually, if all these here are generating cash flow and all this money's dripping in, this tap's overflowing, you now need to move some of this back into it. Okay, and that's exactly what will happen, and it'll give you the money in order to do that. That, my friends, is a difference why the rich get richer and the poor stay poorer. And that will do us for today. Hope that's useful. I'm going to go check out my fabulous new camera, new fancy pants piece of kit. Hope you guys stay safe. I hope you have a good weekend, and we will catch up with you on Monday in the Business Growth Show. Have a good weekend, stay safe, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.